This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Big, big game at the weekend. It's the North London Derby. Former Spurs player Paul Stewart on the show in about an hour from now. So he'll give a glowing reference to Spurs. Or will he say Arsenal are going to win? Well, this man that's on the show next probably goes for certain Spurs, I suspect, because he is a Spurs legend now. If you follow him on YouTube, Chris Cowley, if you follow him on TikTok or X or wherever you get your social media, he's always there and he's always got the Spurs news. He's always up to date with the gossip. Chris Cowling, first things first, couple of weeks' time, never mind the North London Derby, the biggest team in the world are playing against Spurs. Do you want to kiss my Burnley mug?
I'll tell you what, I'm more worried about Sunday's game than the Burnley game, I'll tell you that.
All right, then we'll talk about that. So, miracles do happen. It was the Merseyside Derby this week, and Everton beat Liverpool. Nobody predicted that in a month of Sundays. Is the same going to happen for Spurs?
Anything can happen in a derby, as we saw the other night. Everton beating Liverpool, of course. But Spurs are going to have a real say, or they can have a real say, in the title race. Of course, Arsenal are top at the moment. But it is going to be a very, very difficult game. Arsenal are flying high at the moment. Of course, they've gone out of the Champions League, which will probably give them more hunger to go on and win the Premier League, something they haven't done for 20-odd years. I can't exactly talk about trophies because we are well overdue trophies at Spurs, but it is going to be a huge game on Sunday, a massive game, but the crowd needs to be behind the team. You know, these last couple of weeks, we've gone away at Fulham, we lost 3-0, we're going away at Newcastle, we got absolutely thrashed again, as we did last year. It's been difficult, but overall, under Ange Postecoglou so far this season, people have been happy. I think if you'd have asked any Spurs fan at the start of the season, where do you think you'll finish? Most of us would have gone 7th, 8th, and so on, you know, losing Harry Kane. Another major thing that's happened at the football club. But a lot of changes have happened. But the crowd really do need to get behind the team as they did a couple of years ago under Conte. And, you know, the crowd was absolutely magnificent that night and we got a really good win against them. But anything can happen in a derby.
When Harry Kane came back and played against Arsenal for Bayern Munich, were you a Bayern Munich fan for one night only?
Absolutely. Yeah. All of us fans were. We're absolutely delighted there. Champions League. What a silly question.
That's brilliant. So let's look at the season. I mean, it is kind of a mirror of last season, but with a different manager in a way. The losing to Newcastle, similar amount of goals. Would you have hoped for a little more progress? Because right at the start, there was a glimmer that goes, right, you get rid of your star man. He's a bit too influential. Everybody else comes out the woodwork and goes, it's me now. Come on, lads. And you got a better team out of it in a way for a little period.
Yeah, I think, well, the way that we started the season, you know, after 10 games sitting top of the Premier League, I think we won 8 and drawn 2. Heung-min Son being named captain, of course, Romero and Maddison as vice-captains as well. I thought that was a really good move from Postecoglou. But there has been progression, Andy. There is no question about that. There's been progression. We are, you know, doing things right in the transfer windows, you know, 2 transfer windows under Ange so far, and we've got some really decent quality players in. That needs to continue, but the recruitment has been so much better. I know it's a lot of, you know, we never want to hear as fans, it needs time. You know, the manager needs time because, as I said earlier, you know, we're waiting for a trophy. We're, 16 plus years without a trophy so far. You know, 1991 was the last time we won the FA Cup, so we're way overdue trophies. But it is about progression. It is about giving this manager time. However, what I would say is everyone was very, very excited on a real high. Now Spurs are out of the top four. You know, of course, we do still have time and an opportunity to get top four in the Champions League. But these last couple of games, you know, in particular the Newcastle game, the set pieces, people are worried about because their zonal marking don't seem to be working at the moment. Newcastle, every single time they were on the attack, it looked like they were going to score a goal. And that needs to change. And I think that some Spurs fans are slightly worried about that at the moment, because although Ange Postecoglou has been successful everywhere he's gone, albeit not in a top league, you know, certainly the Premier League, you know, the Premier League's completely different. He's been successful everywhere he's been, but he's come out and said publicly a number of times he will not change the way that he sets up and he will not change the way that, you know, we play in certain games. I think that worries some people. You know, the way that we are setting up in games, and particularly, you know, with the stat that Arsenal have scored the most goals in the Premier League this season from corners. And that does worry me.
Yeah, well, and so it should. But here's something to relieve your worries. If you want trophies, get relegated like Burnley and then win the championship. We're talking to Chris Cowling. We're talking about the North London Derby. We're talking about Spurs. And if you want to follow him on YouTube, he's got loads of followers and he puts out videos seemingly every 5 minutes. We'll talk to him more on the Friday Sports Kickoff after REM and Losing My Religion. Now, he used to play for Liverpool, he'll have an opinion on the title race. He used to play for Man City, he'll have an opinion on the title race. But he also played for Spurs as well. And so Chris Cowling probably loves him. Chris Cowling's my guest right now. Podcaster, vlogcaster, YouTube sensation, you call him what you want. But if you're a Spurs fan, you know who he is, right? And he's here right now because it's the North London Derby this weekend. Spurs sitting fifth, but they've got two games in hand on Villa above them. Arsenal, top of the league. Say Arsenal, Arsenal, top of the league. Sing along, Chris.
No.
No, just me then. Okay. You have got two games in hand. Is this realistic that you end up top four?
Anything is possible. We've got to give absolutely everything in every single game, Andy. I know every single fan says that, but we've got six games left, six huge games. We've got a huge 8 days coming up because, of course, we face Arsenal at home, Chelsea away, where we won once in 30-odd years. And then, of course, Liverpool away, where we very rarely get a result at Liverpool. So that 8 days, if you ask me in that eight, after that 8 days, then I'll give you a proper answer. But it's a big week. It is a big week for us. And it's all how, you know, how many points we get in these three games, I would have thought.
Let's say you do end up top four, right? We're there. It's been magical. It's been a joy to watch. I mean, what football? And you're in top four, you'll need to make some new signings. Now, I met a bloke down the pub who reckons you've got about 250 million quid coming in the summer. What have you heard on the transfer window scenario? Have you got a bunch of cash or what?
There is not a chance that we will be spending £250 million in the summer. Not a chance. The club have gone down the route now of, you know, everything has changed off the pitch as well as on the pitch. The recruitment team are completely different. The recruitment team are an experienced bunch of individuals now where they're going out identifying players, young, talented players. I think we're going to have a fantastic team for the future, but a lot of us want the team for the now. You know, we've lost Harry Kane. You know, I think a lot of fans now want a new number nine in. Richarlison has been successful in parts this season, but of course he's been out injured as well and had spells where he's not scored goals. Wouldn't mean Son has stepped in there as well, but we do need a number nine. We need to strengthen, you know, throughout the whole of the team because, of course, we're not played in Europe this season. If it is going to be Europa League next year or the Champions League, of course, you know, you need strength in depth. You need extra players to play all of these games. And when you think about this season, we've played 38 in the Premier League, only one in the League Cup and only two in the FA Cup. So that's 41 games, which is very low for a team like Spurs, who are used to being in European competition. But I have missed the European games this season, I must say.
Me too. As a Burnley fan, knock it off. do you want Ivan Toney or what? I mean, if he was available, could you afford it? Would you want him?
Very experienced striker. We know that he can do it in the Premier League. If it was a good price, I would say absolutely yes. But I would guess that he would probably end up at Arsenal or Chelsea.
Oh, that's got right up your jumper, I can tell. You could hardly spit the words out, could you? You were furious. It's the North London Derby. It's this Sunday. What's going to happen? What's the score going to be? Come on.
Do you know, Andy, I normally sit here and say I'm super confident, but I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw. I think that anything can happen in a derby, but I did see it's going to be an entertaining game for the neutral. I think that the teams are going to be very passionate, and of course the tackles will be flying in. But I can see goals, and I think it's going to be 2-2.
Well, 2-2. Look at that. After Everton beating Liverpool this week, I have no idea what's going on in the world of football. I mean, maybe even Burnley survived this season. Yeah, I know. I've got a fair idea. Okay, forget that. Chris Cowling, follow him on YouTube, follow him on TikTok, follow him wherever you get your social media, because he's on there all the time with all the Spurs news. It's beyond a joke, honestly. The guy shouldn't have a job because he's 24 hours a day. I love him. Here's a great tune for you, and Paul Stewart coming up in the next hour, the former Spurs striker as well. You can't get better than that. It's the Friday Sports Kickoff. Well,
away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.